It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Palestine man a step closer to the death chamber now that the pardons and parole board ruled against him.
The board today voted not to recommend clemency for 57-year-old Robert Roberson. That now means the governor can only grant a one-time delay or the U.S. Supreme Court will have to weigh in. Roberson was sent to death row for the 2002 shaking death of his 2-year-old girl. Some medical experts now say the shaken baby syndrome has been discredited and suggest the toddler could have died from natural causes. Roberson has maintained his innocence. There is a petition before the U.S. Supreme Court, but it typically doesn't rule until just before an execution, which is set for 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, the police department for the Pilot Point School District has arrested a Prosper man on charges of child grooming. 25-year-old Angelo Barone is accused of using Snapchat to try to entice three young teenagers into sexual activity. Now, School District Police Chief Brad Merritt says it's a good example of the need for parents to know what's on a teenager's phone.
They need to make sure that kids are not falling prey to victims of any type of crime. You know, kids are very vulnerable on social media, and sometimes they don't know who they're talking to.
Police learned of the online conversations when the victims came forward.
Five people died in a head-on wreck in Fannin County. DPS says car tried to pass another car in a no-passing zone. The guy slammed into a car driven by an Oklahoma man. Both of the cars burst into flames.
Well, the election is finally getting closer, and Tarrant County is laying out its plan for honest results. Early voting starts next week. Judge Tim O'Hare says results from each polling site will be delivered in person instead of online. Elections Administrator Clint Ludwig says they also ran a cybersecurity assessment, and you can follow the results online.
7 o'clock, as close to as I can, we will release all early voting. Then, because the polls have to start closing at 7, we have to get that equipment and stuff back, so the next set of results will go out at 9 p.m.
Now, he says they'll update the site every hour after that so you can plan your night around new numbers.
4:06 here at KRLD. This morning we told you about the Dick's Sporting Goods that started construction in Fort Worth. Now, Fort Worth's looking ahead to its next business deal.
The Fort Worth City Council approved tax abatements for the aircraft builder Embraer to set up a plant at Alliance Airport, with Mayor Matty Parker announcing the unanimous vote.
Motion carries with enthusiasm. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being here this evening. Congratulations. Welcome to Fort Worth.
Embraer says its maintenance, repair, and overhaul center will create 250 jobs with minimum salaries of $67,000. The company will take an existing hangar at Alliance and plans to start building another one next year, ultimately covering about 16 acres. Fort Worth's Economic Development Director as Embraer's arrival builds on the city's success in aviation. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are in the Embarcadero building, and if you step away from the table and go just a little bit to the left of us, you're going to walk into the Embarcadero building proper.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of people selling a lot of fun stuff there, and we had to bring in one of those vendors right now. You probably heard of the restaurant La Dooney in Dallas. Great restaurant. My wife and I ate there all the time, and I use the past tense because it's not around anymore. And we're going to find out why and see what's ahead for the founder, the owner, Dooney Borges, with us right now. Did I get the last name right?
You got it perfect.
Oh, there you go.
It's Borgia? Okay.
Yeah. Thank God he did it, not me.
She is the Dooney in La Dooney, and she's with us right now. Now, you've got a little area here, and you're baking up some unbelievable items.
By the way, you fed us every morning, and it's always awesome. You got this bread. This banana bread.
This banana bread's unbelievable.
Every time I eat it, I'm like, God, this is better than the last time.
There's also something that you should look into, your the cake in a jar. Tell me about that.
Well, for many years, people always ask me, Dooney, can you ship your cakes? I always say, no, they can't be shipped. It had to take for my son to go off to college, to mom to figure out how to send a care package.
That's how it started. Wow.
So you really wanted to get your son a cake.
Yeah.
So you said, this is the way to do it. I'm going to put it in a jar.
You got it. So it's actually a slice of cake inside of a jar. And all you do is you just remove the lid, you get a spoon, and you start enjoying it. And it's perfect for the fair because you can walk around while you eat it.
Particularly with a spoon and just eat it out.
It was good.
I took one. It was incredible. I had the cuatro leches. That was... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So, there's this election coming up. A big one. And one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was fantastic. So tell me about the restaurant, because you guys were on McKinney for a long, long time, and then what happened?
Well, we were on McKinney Avenue for 23 years, but when we went to renew our lease, we found out that they're going to be tearing down those buildings. So we could stay there for 2 more years, but it wasn't really worth it for us. So my husband decided to close it down, and he moved into my bakery. So now he's serving food out of the bakery. The bakery's been there for 18 years, and he decided to open up the front of the house where I used to sit with all my brides and everything and look at wedding cakes. Now he does a little cafe out of there, and he serves food Wednesday through Sunday.
And where is this now?
That is on Irving Boulevard in the Design District.
Oh, okay.
Between Whitecliff and Inwood.
You're going to look for a new location eventually, or just stay here? Is this it for now?
No, he's it right now. He's still looking, but he's really, really concentrating into a new venture that he's doing. He's actually doing smart cafes. So they're open 24/7, and you can get all of the artisan food and products and everything 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So do you like doing this a little bit more than doing the major restaurant, or just focus on the bakery side of things?
I've always focused on the bakery side of things. The
okay.
food has always been my husband.
Oh, okay.
So he's always done the restaurants. I do the baked goods. And for the first time, I come out once in a while. In North Park, I used to put out my cart and stuff like that. But normally, I'm always in the back scenes. And once in a while, like the fair, it gets me out of my kitchen, and I'm in front of the public, and
yeah,
I love it.
Introducing yourself?
See people, yes.
Now, they've got you back there. They've got you next to the door, and it's kind of chilly this morning. Oh. So I see you're all bundled up back there.
It's freezing. Normally, I'm wearing my chef coat. I got 2 jackets on today.
We're just not used to this.
I'm always cold anyways. I'm like one of those crazy people that in the summer walks out with a jacket.
You got a parka on.
That is Duni Borjata. Duni from La Duni Restaurant in Dallas.
And by the way, if I don't get a chance to thank you for feeding us all these mornings.
It's my pleasure.
It's been awesome.
That's how I love spoiling people. That's how I got.
Well, you spoiled us.
Success. You did. Thank you so much. For coming by.
Money in politics is just frightening. The presidential race alone, Jim, and you being a person who loves politics as much as anybody, federal election spending for this cycle is $16 billion. That's with a B, dollars. That is insane. And money is flowing in here as they are continuing to figure out, look, does Allred have a chance? And I think he does.
This race has already raised $124 million to date. To compare that, in 2018, when Beto O'Rourke ran against Ted Cruz, the total raise for the entire race was $118 million. And, of course, we've got 20 days to go, and you're going to be bringing a lot more money in the last 20 days. So this race could hit $150 million or more by the end of it, which may make it one of the most expensive races in Senate history. So the thing that's interesting in the race is there are 2.5 million new voters that have come into Texas. And how are they going to vote? Are they solid red votes, or are they the people that have flowed into the state from other states that are bringing in maybe some blue voting trends in there? We'll have to see how that's going to break down, because early voting does begin next week in Texas. So, as far as Cruz's performance, it didn't start out as solid as it could have, because they did start out with abortion, and Ted would not state his position on the Texas abortion ban. Bill, or on the Texas abortion ban laws, and credit of the moderators, they went back to him two or three times on it, and he just kept talking around it and you know, pointing out Allred and pointing out AllredFacts.com, which is their site for Allred's positions on stuff, but he would not state it. And I thought Allred got in a few good blows on him on that one, most definitely.
Talking to Jim Kennedy, Kennedy Institute of Public Policy Research, we break down last night's debate. I think Allred did have some good blows. And I think, you know, on the other side of it, I think Cruz had some good opportunities too. And the inflation thing and the border thing, that's tough for any Democrat at this moment in time to run on. And I think everybody knows that. The abortion thing, they've got that answered. And the thing you and I have talked about on the national level is Republicans don't know how to talk about abortion. They either run away from it, or they pretend like nothing has ever happened and talk around it, but they don't have a platform that's clear. And that showed last night. And I think the same thing goes with immigration for the Democrats. They don't know what to do.
No, you're exactly right. Those are both hamstring issues for either candidate. And yeah, we've talked about the abortion problem for the Republicans. There is no good answer for it. I mean, basically, to me, the best answer is you adopt the 15-week rule as your guidelines, because that gives you some ways out, and you get rid of some of the problems that Texas has run into in very, very rare cases, but actual cases where women, you know, have had their health endangered on some of the policies in that bill. Now, some of that may be doctors simply trying to grandstand and create, create media opportunities for this, unfortunately. But it is a problem, and it is something that is on a lot of women's minds. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that women are going to decide this election. And if they come out in mass for just the younger ones that come out for abortion, it could be a problem for Ted Cruz, and it could be a problem for Donald Trump nationwide.
Talking to Jim Kennedy, Kennedy Institute of Public Policy Research, we talk about last night's debate and politics in general. You would have said 8 weeks ago, okay, Ted's up by near double digits, nothing to worry about. It's changed. They're throwing money at this now. And as we all know, Mitch McConnell's not a fan of Ted Cruz. And he also didn't like the fact that he went to Cabo or wherever he went to. So he's not really throwing money at it. Ted's out there asking for money. Is this a seat that could flip? Because this is the time that the Republicans feel like, look, there are more of their seats they really need to defend. This wasn't one of them they thought they had to defend. And there is a chance this thing could flip. And the Senate, it could stay with the Democrats.
Yeah, I don't think it will, but this is right now in some of the analyst reports. This is currently the weakest of the Republican-held seats. This is the most in danger. Now, it is only a lean red or a lean Republican seat versus some of the other Democrat seats that are literally toss-ups that the Democrats are throwing all their money at, especially like Wisconsin, for example. It probably won't, but again, he's probably not going to win by as much as you would have thought of when this race started. He did beat Beto by 4 points in the end in 2018. You know, Allred overall may be a better candidate than Beto. Beto was better at getting publicity and getting his name in the news. But Allred seems like a solid congressman that basically could be somebody who could be running for Senate multiple times in his future. He sounds like a solid guy with a background that if he kind of, gets some lessons in debating and maybe answering some of the tougher questions better, he could be a force on the state scene going forward. Maybe somebody wants to run for governor coming up at some point.
Yeah, I think so. And like I said, I've tried to invite him on. I think they think it's going to be a gotcha. It's not. I want to hear what he has to say. And I want to talk serious stuff and we can have fun, talk some NFL and stuff like that, because he does have an amazing, life. He's a lawyer. He was an NFL player. I mean, the dude's got a great story. And I think he needs to lean on that, especially in Texas. Okay, let's talk about some of the other stuff when it comes to these two. There's 20 days. There's not, 5 days from early voting. There's not a lot that's probably, they're not going to debate again. There's not a lot that's probably going to change between here and there as far as anything big breaking. What do both of them have to do to win?
Ted Cruz continues to need to push his ground game on, like we talked about, the economy and immigration. And Allred needs to hopefully have a good get out the vote campaign on abortion and getting younger voters, especially younger female voters, and to push what he thinks are the hot button issues for him, which would be democracy and abortion. And that's basically what he's going to have to run this on. It's going to be a turnout election, especially with all the new voters in Texas, who's going to be able to get their voters to the poll, who's got to get their voters more charged up about it. Because remember, for the most part, the presidential race is not something that's going to draw people in Texas. It's pretty much a done deal. So that helps Cruz out, because maybe the Democrats aren't going to want to come out. But if they can get them energized, and like I said, especially young women, and get them energized about abortion issues, they may be able to, to flip this seat narrowly. It is, past experience on this is there is no abortion bill on the ballot in Texas this time, like there is in a couple of other states. But that is an issue that has not done well for Republicans. And it's an issue that has drawn Democrats out, as kind of like, if you remember about 15 years ago on the gay marriage issue, would draw Republicans out over Democrats just for that issue alone. And they could vote for the rest of the people on the ballot. So that's something that could very well turn this race over to Allred in the end.
We've got about 30 seconds. When you look out there and you look at all these new voters, and there's plenty of them, my sense is it's hard to tell, because I think there are some people that are blue, absolutely, especially some younger people that have come here. But I also think there's a lot of people that were red and they left California, New York, some of these other places for a reason, and they're not voting blue.
Absolutely. No, there are some, and I know lots of people that have moved out of California to Texas, and then they aren't taking blue politics with them. They are taking red politics, and they're just tired of being a very small minority in a large state like California, like a large blue state like California. So in the end, I think Ted Cruz pulls this out by a couple of points, but it's going to be a lot narrower. And it's also going to mean as more of these blue people do wander into Texas, it is going to be a question going forward is what's Cruz look like when it comes in 6 more years? Is he going to be able to run again? And is he going to be able to win again against maybe they pull up a better candidate than Allred?
Jim Kennedy, Kennedy Institute, Public Policy Research. Love having you on. As always, brother, we'll do it again soon.
Thank you, Chad.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. people are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.